Ever since I've started doing these videos, I keep getting these messages like, "You had my kids laughing like crazy! My kids were rolling on the floor laughing! My kids love these videos! I can't wait to show this to my kids!" And it got me thinking, why on earth am I talking to the parents when it's the kids who love it so much? So I'll make you a deal. You go get the kids, and I'll promise to try to keep them entertained. And I'll get mine too. In fact, let's race so you can get their kids the fastest. Ready? Set? Go! For those of you who haven't been watching the show, I'm Chaz, and this is Lunch Bucket, and this is Toodles. And today we're going to talk about studying the scriptures. But wait, don't get bored, don't leave, I promise we'll make this fun. How many of you seen those superhero shows with somebody that goes flying by with a cape? Now you may already know this, but every superhero has superpowers! And believe it or not, you've got some too! But just like Superman or Batman and all those others, you gotta learn to use them. Now one of these superpowers is found in the scriptures. So let's talk about the scriptures for a little bit and how you can study them. Now maybe you've read them with your family before, but if you haven't tried reading them by yourself yet, you haven't had the real fun yet. So let's try it! Now maybe you've seen one of these before, and maybe you've even read it. Maybe you even like the stories. Good, because they're scripture stories. But I'm going to show you a really cool thing you can do with these. And you'll notice mine is really torn up. That's because our kids love reading these.
This is awesome!
I'm going to talk especially to you kids who can read. Now you may notice a funny little thing in the corner of each of these little story sections. Check this out. That thing right there. What is that? That's the scripture reference! After you read, "The combined armies of Moroni and Pehoran marched against Zarahemla. They killed the king of the wicked Nephites and captured his men." Don't forget to notice this part right here. That part that says, Alma 62:7-8. Because that's the cool part, and let me show you why. That's the part that tells you where to look for the story in here, in the real deal. So let's go there. Ta-da! There it is! But don't stop at finding it, read it! "And behold, I have sent a proclamation through this part of the land, and behold, they are flocking to us daily, to their arms in the defense of their country and their freedom, and to avenge our wrongs. And they have come unto us, insomuch that those who have risen up in rebellion against us are set at defiance, yea, insomuch that they do fear us, and durst not come out against us to battle." You see? Look at the difference between those two.
Pehoran added that he was gathering an army to try to take back Zarahemla.
"Those who have risen up in rebellion against us are set at defiance, insomuch that they do fear us and durst not come against us to battle." Now, if you know how to read that, it's much more exciting in the real deal. Now, I'll admit, sometimes the language can be a little bit confusing, but let's take it one step at a time. But don't forget to look for the clue at the end of the verse. Now I'm going to encourage you to do something that's going to be really hard, but I think it's going to be awesome if you really try it. I want you to read the scriptures every day. No, I'm serious. Read them every day, even if it's just a few verses. Remember all that exciting stuff that we just read? It's all in there. But the trick is you got to read every day, even if it's just a few verses. Read every day. Start at the beginning if you want and read it like a story, going one after another, page by page, and read the whole thing. You can do it. I know you can. And if you don't have one of your own yet, I want you to try something. This is going to be pretty cool. Go up to your mom or dad and say,
"Can I have my own scriptures to read every day?"
I can promise you, you go up to your parents and ask them to have your own scriptures that you can read every day, they'll get you some. And when they say, "Well, child, I think we've got a leftover paperback one that's bendy and that you won't hurt, that you could probably have," you tell them, "Well, okay, for a short time, but what I really want is one of the cool hardback ones. So it'll be really strong, and so I can get my name printed right on the cover." And when they say, "Are you sure?" you tell them,
"Absolutely."
And I promise you, in no time, you'll have your own hardback scriptures with your name printed right on the front. But don't forget, you gotta read them every day, and it'll be awesome!
Every single day.
And if you'll promise to do that, I'll promise to give you more ideas for making it fun. Thanks for joining us, kids. Call your parents back for a second. I gotta tell them about my book that they gotta buy. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed with Dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome! Little.